ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Tes Vov. The Mishnah Daf Yedar Omer Beis brings the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the case of Nidma Achas Min Achalois or Achas Min Astorim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Shneim Yitzu LeBeis HaSreifa She'ein Karben Tzibur Choluk, and the Chacham hold Hatami B'Tumosoy V'Hator Yeyochel. Now we'll start with an interesting ha'ar from the Briskarov. He says the Mashmois of Rabbi Yehuda over here is Shneim Yitzu LeBeis HaSreifa, that we burn both of them together. And he asks, Achor, the din of the two chalis should be different. We know that there's a klal as far as Sreifas Kodshim Psulim. Anytime something becomes possible, Machmas Psul Haguf, something happened to it itself to possible it. For example, it became Tomei or it became possible with Yotze. The din is that it's Yisarif Miyad. You bring it to the base of Sreif and you burn it right away. If the Psul, however, is Machmas Dover Acher, for example, one of the Avodas was not done properly, or the Bailim, the one who was bringing the carbon, he became not right to have this carbon. So then the din is, you cannot burn it right away. You need Iber Tzura. Iber Tzura means you have to wait until the morning, and then it'll be Chal Psul Lina on the carbon, then you could burn it. And if so, the Briskarov asks, as far as the Chal, which became Tomei, so that's a Psul which is Chal in itself, so its din Sreif is right away. Now, shaking the other Chala, that Chal is not possible because of something that happened to it, rather because of the Chal of Rabbi Yehuda in Karban Tzibur Choluk, that Lachar needs Iber Tzura. If so, that which the Mishnah is Mashma, that you burn them both together, Lachar is not Meduyik. This is the Kasha of the Briskarov. And he answers on this Kasha, and he says, since both the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim anyhow cannot be burnt right away, because it's Shabbos or Yontif, the Lechem Apanim are taken off on Shabbos, that's when they became Tomei, and the Shtei Alechem, which were Makrev on Yontif of Shuas, also you cannot burn it immediately when it becomes Tomei. And we know the Briskarov says that there's a klal in Sarfim Kodshim Belaila, Kodshim Psulim to have a din of Sreifa, you don't do that din Sreifa Belaila, it has to be done B'yoyim. If so, the Briskarov says this Kasha is not difficult, because either way, both of the Chalis, you can have to wait until the morning, the next morning after Shabbos, or the next morning after Yontif, to burn them. Then you'll burn the Shtei Chalis or the Shtei Sturm together the next morning. However, the Briskarov does ask that according to the sheet of the Rambam, Rambam is Mashman Perek Yotes Hochas Psulim HaMikdoshim Halocha Hei, that the Klav Ein Sarfim Kodshim Elo B'Yoyim is a Klav which was said specifically by Noiser and Pigol, not all Kodshim Psulim. The Briskarov understands Badasa Rambam, that something becomes Tamei, according to the Shita Dram, you would be Sarif Belaila. If so, this Kasha would remain difficult. Lachar, there should be a difference between the two Chalais. The Chal that became Tamei, that you burn Belaila. The Chal that did not become Tamei, you're only burning it because of the Chal of Rabbi Yehuda, ain't Karban Tzibur Cholik. For that, Lachar, you need Iber Tzura. You would have to wait till the next morning to burn it. Now begin the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Mem of Rabbi Lazar, that the Machoikis and the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Machoikis Lefnei Zrika. Once already Zrika was done, or in the case of Lechem Apanim, once the Haktoras Bezichin were done, then ready Hatamei B'Temosei V'Tor Yeyochel, everyone agrees that the one that became Tamei is Tamei, the one that's still Tar, you can still eat it. Gemara continues, what's the Machlokes of Nezriko? So Rav Papa explains, Machlokes is B'Tzitz Meratza Alachilois Komiflegi. The Rabbanon holds Tzitz Meratza Alachilois, and Rude holds Ein Tzitz Meratza Alachilois. So first we'll explain the Pashup Shad and the Gemara over here. How does Rav Papa understand in this Havmina the Machlokes of Rehuda and the Chachamim? The concept of Ritzei Tzis, we find that, for example, when Dam becomes Tamei, or if the Kaimus would become Tamei, those are Eilin El Mezbeach. The din is that if one is Zerik Dam Tamei, or Makter or Kaimus, which is Tamei, B'dieved, that's Meratza, the carbon is kosher, even though bets from the Dam and the Kaimus were possible, because of the din of Ritzei Tzis. It's not matter to do Avid L'Chatchila, to din B'dieved, at least by a carbon Yochid, a carbon Tzibur is different. Ragapanim, if one was Zerik the Dam already, or Makter the Kaimus, the din is that the carbon is meratza because of the Ritzei Tzitz. That's as far as Eulin is concerned. As far as Achilois, here there's Machlokes whether there's Ritzei Tzitz by Achilois. As Rashi and Tosfos both point out over here, this does not mean to say there's no tzad that like day Ritzei Tzitz are going to be matter to eat kodshim, which is Tomei. Rashi says one is over the lav of Vabosar Asher Yigah B'chol Tomei Lo Yochil. Ritzei Tzitz will definitely not help to be matter this lav, but will not be able to eat kodshim Tomei even with Ritzei Tzitz. So where's it Negea Ritzei Tzitz by Eichlin? Bishlam by Eulin we can understand where Ritzei Tzitz is Negea. It's Negea whether the carbon is kosher or not. But as far as Eichlin, the part of the carbon which is supposed to be Nechal, if anyways we know that the din is that it won't be able to be eaten on day Ritzei Tzitz, so where's Negea whether Tzitz Merasa al Eichlin? So one place where it's Negea is, this is the Sigis and Psochim, it's Negea according to the Man Omar, Im Ein Bosar Ein Dam. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, which we saw in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. A carbon which does not have basar or a murim, it was nisraf or never, the din is that one cannot be zorek the dam. What about if there is some basar over here, but the basar is tamei? So this is the sugas in Psochem, in Zaina, in Ches, and Mervur. If you hold his marata al achilois, and there's some basar over here, even though the basar is tamei, you can be zorek the dam according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Since when you're zorek the dam, the tit is marata and makes it that the basar which was tamei, it's keil that it was kosher, doesn't have any psul on it. So even though the maisa afterwards, as we said, you're not going to be able to eat the basar, but still the ritz tzitz accomplishes that it's as if this carbon has basar which is kosher, and you could be zorek the dam. That's one place where it's negeh ritz tzitz by achilois. And erstig, we have another example where it's negeh ritz tzitz by achilois. Here, one of the chalis, or one of the starim, became tamei before the zrikas hadam, or before the aktaris habezichin. So here, without ritz tzitz, it will be considered as if the chalo, or the seder are not here b'chal. This is the Lashon of Tosis at the top of Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, in Dibur Maschil Rabbanon. He says, without Ritz Tzitz, it's Ka'ovud V'Soruf, and therefore, when you're Zorik the Dam or Makir the Bezichin, it's not going to be matter, even the Chalo or the Seder, which is still Tahar. Now, the Achayim explain over here, the Taras HaKodesh, the Eilash Shleima, Rabbi Kveger, they explain the Siga based on that which we see in Daf Tes, the Gemara is before that even if you hold, like the Shita, Rabbi Echanan, that Shirayim Shechosu ben Kmitza La'Aktara, Makir Kaimitz Aleim, still, the din is that the shrayim is osur ba'achila. We're doing this out of a pasuk, v'haniseres mena mincha. It has to be that the whole mincha's noisar is left over and is hutar. If something is missing, then nothing gets a heter. And if we're here as well, if one of the chalis, or one of the starim are tomei, and tzitz is not meratze, and the zrikas dam of the kfasim, and the aktar of the bezichin is not going to be matter, the other one, the one that's tahar. Now, as far as lechem aponim, that we saw in the sikkur daf yud beiz on a beiz, the gemara is mavur like this, as far as the lechem aponim, if one of the chalis was nifsa with a psul of yitze, the Gemara is avur that it's telling you the machlekes whether zrika meyelas liyotze or in zrika meyelas liyotze is zrika meyelas liyotze. Then here as well, as far as the aktaris bezichin, it's meyelas liyotze. It's considered to have been mukdar on behalf of the chal which was nifsal biyotze. So then it will be at the rest of the chalis are mutter. If in zrika meyelas liyotze, zrika doesn't work on that one chal, then the other 11 also are usher ba'achila. And the sig of there is also avur as far as tuma as well that it's telling in ritzoy tits. If one of the chalis became tummy, so if tits merata. Then although that chal which became tamei that's not going to be mutter ba'achila, but still it's considered that the bezichin was hooked on behalf of all 12, then the other 11 will be mutter. If the ritzi tzitz would not help, ein tzitz meratza al achilois, then since on that one it's not considered that the bezichin was hooked on behalf of it, the other 11 will also be yasser. So here as well, this is the pshat and the sigah over here in the havmin of the Gemara. The machoik is behud and the chachamim, in the case where one of the chayis was nitma, is whether we say ritzi tzitz on achilois, if there is ritzi tzitz, the other one will be mutter. If there's no ritzi tzitz, the other one will be yasser. Now, as far as shtei alechem, so Rabbi Kveg over here points out, he says, akarach you see from this sugya, that the shtei alechem have a din of a mincha, and therefore the heter achilu, which is chal, I did as rikas hadam of the kvasim, would have the same din. In order for the kvasim to be matter the shtei alechem, it has to be that the entire shtei alechem gets a heter achilu, just like by mincha, if the shirayim is chaser, if something's missing from the shirayim, and it doesn't get a heter, then nothing becomes mutter ba'achilo. The shtei alechem as well, if the shnei kvasim will not matter everything, then also will not get a heter achilo. And therefore, this would be telling the same machlokes, if one of the lechems became tamei, so if tis merata al achilois, then we consider it as if the zrikas dam kvasim was matter both shtei alechems entirely. And therefore, the one that's not tamei will be able to be nechal. If we have tis merata al achilois, so the one that's tamei did not have the heter, which was chal de zrikas kvasim, the male, even the one that's tar, also cannot get the heter. That's the same din as a mincha, that shirayim shechosu, they don't become mutter ba'achila. Now, Taras HaKadosh adds that if you'd hold like the shita of Reish Lakish on Daf Tes holds, shirayim shechosu ben kmitzel ha'aktara, ein makter kaimetz aleim. If the shirayim are missing, that's ma'akev in the hechsher of the aktara's kaimetz. If so, in this havmin of the Gemara, that the machaikas of Yehuda and the Chacham is whether tzitz meratza al-achilois, then according to Yehuda, that ain't tzitz meratza al-achilois, and the zrikas dam kvasim and the aktaris bezichin is not considered to be matter the chala and the seder which are tamei. If so, then the din l'chari would be that you cannot be matter the bezichin or zorek the dam kvasim bechlal, according to the sheet of Reish Lakish. If one of the starim are tamei and the aktaris bezichin is not going to be chal on it, as Reb Kreger points out, shtei alechem also we're considering it like shirayim of a mincha, and according to Reish Lakish, the din should be that you cannot be matter the bezichin or zorek the dam kvasim bechlal, since the mincha is chaser. As din of shirayim shechosur ben kmitz laktar, they cannot be makter the kaimitz. This is the way the Achrayim explained al kabbanim b'das tosfos the halfmin of the gemara over here to be titled the machlekes of Yehuda and the chachamim and tzitz meratza al achilos. According to this, we could just point out that lachira The Machoikis Rehuda and the Chacham and the Mishnah didn't have to be specifically in the case of Shtei Alechem or Lechem Aponim. They could have argued by any Mincha. Any Mincha where a Chelik of the Shrine became Tamei, so that'll be the same Machoikis. If Tis Merasa Allah Oichlin, we consider as if the Akhtaras Kaimis was Chah on everything, then at least the part of the Shrine which did not become Tamei will be Mutar Ba'achila. If Ainat Tis Merasa Allah Oichlin, then nothing will be Mutar Ba'achila. We have the Shrine Shechosu Ben Kmitsa La'Akhtara, according to Rabbi Yechon, the din is that you cannot eat any of the Shiraim. So this would seem to be ha'ara and the havmin of the Gemara, why they argue specifically by Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim. Now we should just stress that even though this is not L'maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara brings a number of rayas that this is not the Pshat and the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chacham and the Mishnah, the Iker Raya L'Chariyas from the Loshon of Yehuda. This is the Gemara's last raya, from now which Yehuda says, Ein Karban Sibur Cholok, L'Chariyas Mucha, this is not the Pshat and the Machlokes. The Achrayim over here grapple, what was the havmin of the Gemara, how do we understand the Loshon of Yehuda, Ein Karban Sibur Cholok, according to the Havmino. But Akbarim, we should stress that even though the Gemara of Maskon has a different pshat in the understanding of the Machlokes, but still we were not chazer from the Esam Yisoid, that if one of the Chalis or one of the Starim became Tamei before the Zrik of the Dam Kvasim or before the Akhtar of the Bezichin, it will be Tali in Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin or in Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin. Einchanam, if you hold like a Behuda, then there's a different reason to say that you cannot eat the other one. The one that star is also Aser Ba'achila, because Ein Karban Sibur Cholok. If ever you hold like the Sheet of the Chachamim, and there is no such cloud of Ein Karban Sibur Cholok, so then the Maisa L'Chara would be Tali in whether Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin or in Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin. Rav Kveig over here in the Suyo, this is printed in the Chedushim, the Makaris from Atruva of Rabbi Kveger, is coming to answer a Shaila. The Shaila was asking from the Sugya Psachim Ayin Zayin, which we mentioned before. The Sugya over there is looking for a Nafkamina. What difference does it make whether Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin or in Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin? As we mentioned, the Sugya over there says, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that a carbon has to have some Basar or some Imurim in order to be Zerik the Dam. So that will be one Nafkamina. If the only Basar that's here is Basar Tamei, that will be telling the Shaila of Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin or in Tzitz Merasa Allah Ichlin. And the Shoyl asks, why does the Gemara not say another nafkamina? In the case we have a mincha and some of the shirayim became tamei, so can eat the rest of the shirayim. If tzitz meratz ala eichlin, then it will be that you can eat the rest of the shirayim. If ain't tzitz meratz ala eichlin, you cannot eat the rest of the shirayim. The Maaser Rikveger says the answer to this kasha is this is only negeah by a mincha. The Gemara is looking for a nafkamina which is negeah by a zevach as well. By a zevach, there is no such din that son of the basar becomes tamei. The rest of the basar is also aser ba'achila. It's only din by a mincha which we learn from a pasuk. There has to be the Akhtar of the Kaim, which is matter of the Shiraim. If some of the Shiraim doesn't get ahead, the rest is also Asr Ba'achila. We see that this is Negel Maskanas HaSugya as well, that the din of whether the Shiraim is Mutar Ba'achila or Asr Ba'achila, when some of it became Tamei, is Tolim Tzitz Meratz Allah Oichlin. Now we should mention, however, that a number of Rachoyim prove Bidas the Rambam, that the Rambam holds not like this. The Rambam Hilchus Psulim Begdoshim Perigir Aleph Halacha Chof, he paskins as follows. That's like a Yeshua. If there's no Shiraim left Bechlal, you cannot be Makdir the Kaimetz. However, then the Ram continues and he says, this is a whole separate discussion. The Ram seems to say that even if you hold like a Yeshua, you cannot be Makdir the Kaimetz L'chatchila, but if you already did it B'dievet, then it's kosher. But Akapan, the Ram then continues and he says, Nishar Ma'at Min HaShiraim B'Kashrusan. If there was some shiraim ksherim left, then you can be makter the kaimetz. However, the shiraim is asur ba'achila. Now, a number of achrenim, the Karen Ira back on Dafid Beis and Beis, and the Briskarov and others as well, the medayik in this Rambam, that even in a case where some of the shiraim became possible because it was nitma or yotza, and there is some shiraim which is still here and is kosher, then is that even though you could be makter the kaimetz, but still, even the shiraim which is kosher cannot be eaten. And they asked, L'chayr, the Rambam paskins, surely as far as the psov yaitze, that zrika meyelas liyaitze, if zrika meyelas liyaitze, L'chayr, the siga before was mevur, that it's considered as if the zrika sadam, or in this case, the haktaras hakaimitz, was done on behalf of all of the shiraim, even the shiraim which was possible with the psov yaitze, and if so, at least the shiraim which was not possible should be nechal. As far as tis merat al achilois, as a shayla nachrenim, how to understand the dasa Rambam, how he paskins, Chaznish brings a number of rayas that the Rambam holds that Tzitz is Meratza al Achilois. If so, this would also be a kasha. Why, for some of the Shirayim Mar Nitma, don't we say that Tzitz Meratza al Achilois and the rest of it should be Mutar Ba'achila? From here, the Chayim proved that the Rambam holds that even if Zrika Meyelis Liyotze, or Lenin Toma, even if Tzitz Meratza al Achilois, it wouldn't be enough to say that the rest of the Shirayim, which is still kosher, is Ray Lachila. As far as this din of Vahaniseris Mena Mincha, you have to have all the Shirayim Beheter, for that it's not enough Tzitz Meratza al Achilois. And the Chayim say that which we find, the Sugya Daf Yud Beis and Beis is Mevur, and Kaputa Er Sugya as well over here in the Havamina, that since Pranasa al-Achilles would help, and Zerikam Yael Sliyetze would help to say that the rest of the Shiram should be mutter, this wouldn't be the case by all Menachis, it would be specifically by Lechem Apanim and Shtei Alechem. The Hezbro would be, and we said a Mahalach along these lines, back on Dafi Beis and Merbeis, to explain the Taisis over there we said it's Peshem the Stipler, that the two Starim of the Lechem Apanim, or the two Lechems of the Shtei Alechem, we don't look at them as if they're all one big Mincha. If they're all one big Mincha, and a Chelik of it becomes Pasul, then it won't be that Shiraim Shechos and Mekuitzel HaKtara, they don't have a Heter Achilo, and for that Tzitz Meratz Al-Chilis wouldn't help, and Zerikam Yael Sliyetze wouldn't help either. That which we find that Zerikam Yael Sliyetze does help, and Tzitz Meratz Al-Chilis do help, that's because Be'esem, each Chelik, each Seder, or each Lechem, is a separate entity. And one Seder has a Psol, that we don't look as if the other Seder also has a Psol. If one of the Lechems has a Psol, we don't look as if the other one also has a Psol. There is, however, a din that in order for the Lechem Apanim to become mutter, you have to have all 12 of them, a drasha from a pasuk, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, and Lechem Apanim as well, even though each one is considered an individual mincha, but they're ma'ak of each other, and you have to have both of them. So that's where the Gemara would say, as we see in Daf Yibayz and Mabayz, that if one of the starim became pasul with the psal of Yotze, or even if only one Lechem became pasul with the psal of Yotze, then there could be a problem. You don't have all 12 of them, and in order for the other 11 to become mutter, you have to have the 12th one as well. So that's what the Gemara says, that if Zrika Miyalas L'Yaitze, it's considered as if the Zrika worked on the 12th one as well. So once you have 12 Chalas over here, then at least the other 11, which were not Nifsal B'Yaitze, they will be Mutter. Or if one of them became Tomei, and he holds his Meras Al-Achilois, Haktaras Pazichan is working on all 12, so at least the other 11, which are Tar, can be Nechal. The same will also be as far as Shtei Alechem. If one of them become Pasul with the Psal of Yaitze, or with the Psal of Tomei, so if Tis Meras Al-Achilois, and if Zrika Miyalas L'Yaitze, it's considered as if it's here, even though it doesn't have a heter since it became Tamei, or Nifsal B'Yaitzeh, but at least the other one you will be able to eat, if you all Tzitz Merat Al-Achilis, Ezrika Miyalas L'Yaitzeh. But Rakabham, this is all by Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, where if just one of them are missing, it doesn't give a din of Shirayim Shechosru, it's just that there's a din that you need to have all 12 Chalis in order for some of them to become Mutter, you need to have both Shtei Alechem in order for one of them to become Mutter, for that it's enough the din of Ezrika Miyalas L'Yaitzeh, or the din of Tzitz Merat Al-Achilis. This is the sheet of the Rambam, that's how we learn the Sig and Dafi Beis and Merbeis, that's how we learn the Sig over here as well. Over here we're talking specifically as far as Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim are concerned. That's where it's Negev, this need of Tzitz Merat Al-Achilois, or Zerika Miyalas L'Yaitzeh. This would answer the problem that we asked before, according to the Havmin of the Gemara, why is the Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, specifically by Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, this is a strong Ha'ara. According to the Rambam, it's not difficult Bechlal. According to the sheet of the Rambam, by regular mincha, whether it's Shirayim Shechosu, if some of the Shirayim became Pasul, whether it was Nitma or Yoitze, on that it doesn't help, the din of Zerikam Yael Sliyotze or Tzitz Merat Al-Achilois. This Taina Gufa was perhaps the Makar of the Rambam to differentiate between regular Menachos and Lechem Aparim and Shtei Alechem. Rakapan the Maisa, what comes out from the Rambam is that by regular mincha, the din of Shirayim Shechosu ben Kmitz Al-Aktara, if some of the Shirayim is Pasul with the Psal of Yoitze or Tomei, on that doesn't help Zerikam Yael Sliyotze or Tzitz Merat Al-Achilois. The Achrayim are Mayach very much about this Rambam. The Biskrov speaks about it. One can take a look in the Minchas Avram, both over here in Dafi Beis Amud Beis, and the Chuvos Achiezer in Yeredei Simin Mem Aleph Ois Dalid. Now, I'll discuss another point on the Sugya. When we get to the Maskona, the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Talmud Orach Befiv Shal Rabbi Yehuda, She'ein Korban Tzibur Cholok. The Maskona says, Gemara, that Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is not because he holds Ein Tzitz Meratz Al Achilois, rather it's because he holds Ein Korban Tzibur Cholok. Now there's a nidin in the Achronim about that which the Gemara brought in the beginning of the Sugya, the member of Rebbe Lozer, Machlokes Lefnei Zriko, Av L'Acha Zriko Divrei HaKol HaTomei B'Tzimosei V'Ator Yeyochel, the Shaila is, does that remain true even the Maskana, even according to Rabbi Yochanan? The Taras HaKadosh is Medayik in the Loshon of the Gemara, at the bottom of Yudavad and Rebbeiz, after the Gemara brings the member of Rebbe Lozer, that the Machlokes is Lefnei Zriko, the Gemara then continues and the Gemara says, Lefnei Zriko B'Mai Pligi, Amar Rav Papa. The Gemara's mashmah that it's a hemshech after we brought Rabbi Lozer who says that the machlekes is dafka lefnei zriko, and that we explain that if that's the case, then the machlekes would be like Rav Papa explains, betzitz meratz al achilos. However, the maskana that the pshan Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yochanan explains, she'ein korban tzibur cholok, then the din would be true, even if one of the chayis was nitma after the zrikas adam. And the Taras HaKadosh brings another right to this. He says, the lashon of Yehuda in the Mishnah is not mashma that the aktaras bezichin is possible. Rabbi Yehuda just says that if one of the chayis is tamei, the other one is also Tamei, but he's not mashma that he cannot be makter the Bezichin, and he's bothered Bishlam according to the Havmin of the Gemara, the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is, because Ein Tzitz Meratz Al-Achilois, so then the din will be, that the other one would not be Nechal either, why? Because it's like Shirayim Shechosu Ben Kmitzel HaKtara. Now the din of Shirayim Shechosu Ben Kmitzel HaKtara, you can't be makter the Koimetz, even though the Maisa, none of the Shirayim are getting a Heter Achilo, This is the point that Tosis made at the top of Tes Amud Beis. Tosis over there was bothered that if none of the Shirayim are becoming Mutter Ba'achilo, you should not be able to be Makter the Kaimitz, even if only some of it is missing and some of it is here, but since none of it's going to get a Heter, according to the Shita of Rabbi Shua, that if all the Shirayim was gone, you wouldn't be able to be Makter the Kaimitz. Here also, if Shirayim Shechosu Mekmitza Laktara, since nothing is getting a Heter, you should not be able to be Makter the Kaimitz. Tosis gives a teretz to this Kasha, but Akopam, that's surely the din, that if some of the Shirayim is gone and some of the Shirayim is still here, you can't be Makter the Kaimitz. So too the Taras HaKadosh says, if some of the Shirayim was Nifta with a Psul Toma, and you hold in it to Smratza Lechilois, the rest of the Shirayim, which is still Tar, is not going to get a Heter, but still it will be that you can be Makter the Kaimitz. Therefore we understand the Shita of Yehuda in the Mishnah is, that even though if one of the Lechems becomes Tamei, the other one is not going to be Mutter Ba'achila either. If one of the Star becomes Tamei, you're not going to be able to eat the other one either. Still the din is according to Yehuda that you could be Makter the Bezichin, and you could be Zerg the Dam of the Kvasim. That's all if you learn the Mishnah according to Rav Papa. If, however, you learn the Pshat in the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechanan holds Pshat Rabbi Yehuda's Ein Karban Tzibur Cholok, which L'chaira means that if one of the Chayis becomes Tamei, we consider as if the other one is also Tamei, then already the Kasha will be difficult. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayis should not be able to be Makter the Bezichin Bechlal. Here, this is really like a case that all the Shirayim became Pasul. There already the din is that you cannot be Makter the Kaimitz Bechlal. If so, he says, L'chaira will be difficult if you learn that even the Maskonas HaGemara, the Pshat of Yehuda is Ein Karban Tzibur Cholok, still a din is like Rabbi Lazar says, that it's only if it was Nitma Lefnei Zrika, not if it was Nitma L'Achra Zrika, then the Kasha will be difficult. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, Shneim Yetzu L'Beis HaSrifo, which is Mashma, the Daktaris Bezichin is Kosher? Rabbi Yehuda should have said more than that, once there's no Lechem here Bechlal, if one Seder became Tamei, we look at it as if the other Seder is also Tamei, then you should not be able to be Makter the Bezichin, the Chayyar Rabbi Yehuda should have said that. From here he proves that the Maskaras Segmar B'das Rabbi Yechon, you have to say that the din of Rabbi Yehuda, Shneim Yetzel Beis HaStreifa, is Lav Dafka, if it was before Zrika, even if it was after Zrika. And therefore he uses this Lashon of Shneim Yetzel Beis HaStreifa, he talks about the Lechem, he doesn't address the Bezichin, since his din includes whether it happened before the Akhtaris Bezichin or afterwards. Enech Nami the Cheshmer is correct, that if it happened before the Akhtaris Bezichin, you would not be able to be Makter the Bezichin, but since Rabbi Yehuda's din included both cases, whether it happened before or after, so he spoke about the Chalis, he didn't speak about the Bezichin. This is the Rai of the Taras HaKadosh, that you have to say the Maskana B'das Rabbi Yechanan, that the din of Yehuda is true, even if it happened after the Zrika, or even if it happened after the Akhtaris Bezichin, once one of the Chalis and one of the Seder becomes Tamei, in Korban Tzibur Cholok. This is the Sheet of Rashash as well, he also says that the Maskana Segemara, we don't say like the member of Rebbe Lazar, the din of Ein Karban Tzibur Cholok is true, even La'achar Zrika. The Taras HaKadosh, however, does bring that the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis, as well as the Bartanur, they both are Mavur, not like this, because they both explain on the Mishnah that the din of Rebbe Yehuda is Kaidim Zrika. Mashmoy says even Maskana Sayasugya, still the member of Rebbe Lazar is true, that the din of Rebbe Yehuda is Dafka Kaidim Zrika. If so, the Kasha which the Taras HaKadosh asks, the Chari would be difficult. Now we'll continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the din, HaToidu Mefagelus HaSalechem, Ve'alechem Einu Mefagelus HaToidu. The Mishnah explains, Shachar HaSatoidu Lechem Emenu Lemochor, Hi Ve'alechem Mefugolim. Lechol Min Alechem Lemochor, Halechem Mefugol Ve'atoidu Einu Mefugelus. The Rashi over here says, Ve'atoidu Einu Mefugelus, Ve'ha'oichlo Ein Onish Karis. In this case, where one was Mefagel the Kvasim, the Mishnah says the Toidu is not Mefugol, Rashi says, what does that mean to say? If he eats from the Toida, he doesn't have a Chiyiv Karis. Now clearly, Mashmais of Rashi is that the Toida is Nifsal, it becomes possible just there is no Chiyiv Karis for one who eats it. The Karnari makes this Diak in Rashi, and he's bothered, where does Rashi get this from? We saw the Gemara earlier in Daf Yudaot Amud Beis, the Gemara there brings certain examples where we see that the Rabbanan made Gzeiro to Pasol, in the case of Pigal Bekaimitz Vay Belevayna, but there's a Machshava only in a Chatzi matter, the din is according to the Rabbanan, it's not Machshava's Pigal. It's still they passel the carbon. The Gemara does not give this example. The Karnari asks, we had a machshavas pigol on the lachmei taida. On the taida itself, there is no chiv pigol. The Gemara does not say this is an example where the Rabbanan said that even though there's no pigol, there's still a psol. Therefore, the Karnari asks on Rashi, where does Rashi get this from that there is a psol over here? Furthermore, he's medayik in the Rambam in Perek Yudzayin Hochos Psul Hamikdashim Alocha Zayin. He says mistimas lashon Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything about a psol on the taida. He just says that the lechem is nispagel and the taida is not. The Mashmois of the Ram is that the Toida is kosher legamri. And furthermore, he brings a Tesefta as well, which is also mashm like this, that the Toida is kosher. Now we find Rashi in Daf Yudaot Amud Aleph is also mavur, the way the Karnari is medayik in the Rashi in our Mishnah. Towards the top of Yudaot Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Braisa of Rebbe, Hashechar is a keves lechol chati zayis michalazu, vechein chaver lechol chati zayis michalazu. That's the example where he had two machshovais, one in each keves, In one keves he had machshavt to eat a chatzi zayis from one challah. In the other keves he had machshavt to eat a chatzi zayis of the other challah chutzes manay. In that case, Rebbe says that it's not a machshavas pigol, since you are not machashav a full kazayis in each chatzi matir. You have to be machashav in each one of the kvasim about a full kazayis. But Akaban Rashi over there says, in Dibur Maschil Shezek Kosher, he says, in this case, Rebbe holds it's kosher lehakter imurov velechol basar, the halechishav elechatzi achila bechatzi matir. When Rashi explains the sheet of Rebbe, and since he's only machashav on chatzi achila in each chatzi matir, therefore it's kosher, Rashi says, what's kosher? It's kosher to be makter the imur meant to eat the basar. And the kasha is, and this in the Chedusha Michos and the Rashba, he points this out, the case of Rebbe is talking about where he shechted kvasim to be mefago the lechem, which is the case of the seifa over here in our Mishnah on Daf Tezvav. The Mishnah says, if you have machshavas pigol on the lechem, it's not mefagol the kvasim. Machshav on the kvasim is mefagol the lechem, but a machshav on the lechem is not mefagol the kvasim. If so, Rashi seems to be difficult, when Rashi explains why this is not machshavas pigol, since in each chatzi matter he only was machashav on a half of a kezayis, even if this would be a case of machshavas pigol, anyways, the din is the Mishnah tells us that the lechem is not mefagol the kvasim. Even if it would be machshavas pigol, the lechem would be nespagol, not the kvasim. So why does Rashi address and tell us that the din is that you could be makter the imurim, you could eat the basar? That should be true either way, even if it was machshavas pigol, but the Mishnah tells us that the lechem is not mefagol the kvasim. So the Miuchasim Rashi asks his kasha, and he's forced to say a chiddush, that you have to say that Rebbe argues on a Mishnah, and Rebbe holds that if you be mefagol the lechem, the zevach would be nespagol. But once we have the dik of the Karen Oiro in our Rashi, this will be the terrors to the kasha on Rashi. Even though the Mishnah tells us that the lechem is not mefagol the kvasim, but still, if this would be machshavas pigol on the lechem, then the din will be that the kvasim are also posel. Therefore, Rashi tells us that they're not posel, since it's not a machshavas pigol, and one could be makriv the imurim and eat the basar. Now, why did Rashi over there in Daf Yudal address the basar and the imurim? Why didn't he simply talk about the chalais? He should have said that the din is that the chalais are not nispagol, and if even though you're not chayiv karis. So now the Miuchasim Rashi says Rashi was medayik in the lashon of Rebbe. Omer Nisha Zeh Kosher, if he was referring to the Chalais, he would have said Omer Nisha Eilu Ksheirais. Mashmai says that he's referring to the Zevach. Now, Lamaisa, what is the Pshat in Rashi? Why should it be that the Zevach is Nifsal? So the other Shleim on Daf Yud Gimel Omer Beis addresses this. We mentioned this point already over there. In the case of Pigol B'Yerach Shal Yamin, Le Nispagal Yerach Shal Smoil, Rashi over there says, Le Nispagal Yerach Smoil, V'Oichle Ein Chayiv Karis. Again, Rashi is Meduik that the Yerach Smoil is also possible. Just there is no chiyuv karis for one who eats it. And the other Shlomo explains the pshat is because since there was a machshavas pigol in the avodas of the carbon, any avodah which has a machshavas pigol, that avodah is possible. And the Shlomo over there, he quotes our Mishnah as well. He says that's the pshat in Rashi by us also. That's pavur that even though the din is that only the titus in the spagel and not the zevach, still the din is that the zevach is possible. The pshat is because since in the avodas of the zevach he had machshavas pigol, any avodah which has machshavas pigol in it, that's an avodah psula, therefore the titus is also possible. You find the same Yisoid in Rikveger in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vov. Rikveger over there is also Muchach that an Avodah which has Machshavas Pigol on it is a Pasul Avodah. The Sugya over there talks about the Shaila whether Kahanim Shlucha Didanin Ninu or Shlucha Derachmona Ninu. Do we look at the Kahanim as if they're doing the Shlichus of Klal Yisrael who have to be Mak of the Karbonis? The Kahanim were designated to be their Shluchim. Or do we say Shlucha Derachmona Ninu? They're really working on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. But like upon him, the Gemara wants to bring a Rai from that which a Kahanim could be Mefagel, and the Gemara asks, if the Kainim are Shlucha Didan, we should say that Tkunich Daticha of Leila Avasi, the Kainim was sent as a Shliach to be Maker of the Karbon Kedin, to be Maker with the Machshavas Pigol that he was never sent to do. If so, how could you make a Chalais Pigol on the Karbon? And Gregor explains the Rai of the Gemara is not from that which a Karbon is Nifsal when a Kain has Machshavas Pigol. For that, even if you wouldn't have a Kayach to make a Chalais Pigol, because of the Svar of the Tkunich Daticha of Leila Avasi, still the din will be that if he doesn't avoid it with Machshavas Pigol, the avodah is possible. Rav Kreger explains, because that's the klal, an avodah which has a Machshavas Pigol in it is a possible avodah. So even the kasha of the Gemara, that he wouldn't be able to make a Chalais Pigol, still any avodah which he has Machshavas Pigol during the avodah would be possible. From Rav Kreger we see this Yisayid, that a Machshavas Pigol, besides making a Chalais Pigol on the carbon, meaning that you'll be Chayiv Karis if you eat from it afterwards, but additionally Machshavas Pigol also has a din to possible the avodah, which he did with the Machshava. Now, continue on, the Gemara discusses what is the pshat in the din of the Mishnah that atoidah mefagel asas alechem, v'alechem ein mefagel asas atoidah. The Gemara explains the pshat is lechem glal toidah, ein toidah glal lechem. And in the Sefer of the Mishnah as well, lechem glal kvasim, v'ein kvasim glal lechem. Now, the Karen later on in the Masechta on Daf Memhei on Mabez, he asks the kasha from there on our sugya. There's a machlegis in the Mishnah on Daf Memhei between Rav Akiva and Rav Shimon ben Nanas, whether lechem and makam of sakvasim The sheet of Rabbi Kiva is lechem ma'akav es akvasim, ve'ein akvasim ma'akven es alechem. If it's not possible to get the shtei lechem on the yontov of Shuis, if Kiva holds, you are not ma'akav of the kvasim. If, on the other hand, you cannot get the kvasim, then if it's not ma'akav of the lechem, you still bring the shtei lechem. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. And if Shimon ben Anas holds the opposite, kvasim are ma'akav es alechem. If you don't have kvasim, you don't bring the shtei lechem. Ve'lechem ein ma'akav es akvasim, if you don't have the lechem, you do bring the kvasim. Now the Rambam Paskin is like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that the Iker is the Lechem. If you have Lechem, you bring Kvasim. If you don't have Lechem, you do not bring the Kvasim. And the Karen Ur asks, how does this fit with Er Sugya? Er Sugya says, Lechem gla Kvasim, vein Kvasim gla Lechem. The Mashmois of Er Sugya is that the Iker is the Kvasim. If you have Kvasim, that's what's Mechayev to bring Lechem. Yet the Rambam Paskin that even if you don't have Kvasim, you bring the Lechem, like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. This is the Kash of the Karen Ura. Now the Tosis Yontif on that Mishnah in the fourth parak of Menachos, he's also bothered by this kasha, and he says, even though the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Kiva, lechem ma'akav es kvasim, kvasim ein ma'akav masa lechem, he explains that means to say that if you don't have kvasim, you could still bring the lechem. However, if you do have kvasim, and you bring the lechem with the kvasim together, then already the kvasim becomes the ikar, and the lechem the tofel. Because the din is that the kvasim is used to be matter the lechem, that's what Agamara means, lechem gla kvasim, vein kvasim gla lechem. If you mefagel the lechem, it's not mefagel the kvasim. If you mefagel the kvasim, it's mefagel the lechem. Because when you bring the two of them together, then the kvasim is the ikar, that's what's matter the lechem. It's not a steer to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Tosis Antiv adds, he says, we don't find that Rabbi Kiva over there would argue in our Mishnah, show that Rabbi Kiva would be maskim that kvasim mefagel masa lechem, and lechem ain't mefagel sa kvasim. And the pshad is, Rabbi Kiva is talking about in a case where you don't have both, so then you can bring the lechem without the kvasim. But if you do bring both together, then already the kvasim is the ikar, and the kvasim is mefagel the lechem is not mefagel the kvasim. He says the Ram also is mevur like this because the Ram passing like Rabbi Kiva, yet the Ram still brings the din of the Mishnah the way we have it. Now, if we take a look at Rashi in our sugya, it seems that Rashi also is mashma like this svar of the Tosis Yontif. Because when Rashi explains the svar of lechem gla kvasim, this is in Rashi Dimaschal lechem gla toida, he says the same thing both by toida and by kvasim. Rashi explains, what does it mean lechem gla toida? Rashi says, toida ikar v'lechem tofel, why? The shchitas toida mekad shel lechem. In the Hemshech of Rashi as well, v'chein lechem glal kvasim, Rashi also says, t'shchitas kvasim mekadshim lelechem. We see that Rashi doesn't simply say that the kvasim are the ikar, and the lechem is tofel to the kvasim, rather Rashi says that when they're brought together, the kvasim are mekadosh lelechem, that would fit well with that which the Tosis Yontif is explaining, that b'emes in certain ways we find that the lechem is the ikar, according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. If you don't have kvasim, you bring lechem. If you don't have lechem, you don't bring kvasim. Yet still, when you do have both of them and they're brought together, then we consider the kvasim the ikar and the lechem the tofel, since the kvasim are mekadosh the lechem, they're also matter the lechem. That's how the din is that kvasim mefagel mes lechem, ve'lechem ein mefagel es kvasim. Now continue on to the Gemara Amud Beis, the shaila of the Gemara right before the Mishnah, boi minei rebelozer mi rav, ha-sheichir es ha-keves, lechol kazayis mi chaveri lemochar mahu. Chaveri keves mashma veloi mefagel, oidom alechem mashma umefagelei. Kepshut of the Gemara shaila is, in his dini loshin, when he uses the loshin of chaveri, what does he mean to say? Does he mean to say he's being mefagel in the other keves? If so, the din is that it's not pigal. As Rashi explains, this is the case of the Mishnah later on in Daf Tazayin. If he has machsheves pigal during the shechita of one keves, to eat from the other keves chutz is money, that's not a machsheves pigal. As Gemara explains in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, this is because ain matter mefagel as hamater. The Gemara says, even according to the sheet of the Chachamim who argue in your Beisi, in the case of the first Mishnah in the Perek, where he was claiming to Samincha, Lahakter Levainosa Lamochar, according to the sheet of the Chacham, that is Machsheves Pigal, the Gemara explains, that's because it's Ikva Bechad Mono, they're all together in one Kli, the claimants and the Levaino, there Chacham hold Matter Mefagalas a Matter, but the Shnei Kvasim, they're not Ikva Bechad Mono, there the Chacham are masking to Beisi, a Matter Mefagalas a Matter. Akapam, this is the Shad of the Gemara over here, if Chaveri means the other Keves, there'll not be Machsheves Pigal, if you meant the Lechem, then it will be Machsheves Pigal. Now in the Sefer Knesset, Rishonim HaMenachos over here, he quotes a Shita Mikubetzes and Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, b'shem the Tosis Shantz. The Tosis Shantz brings the Safik of our Gemara, and he says that Akar Chagmar means to say that he was Hoitzi Bepiv, the word Chavira. He said clearly with his mouth the Lashon of Chavira, because if he's referring to what he thought Beliboy, then surely in his life he knows what he's referring to. He knows whether he was Machashiv on the Keves or the Lechem. Akar Chagmar, what we're referring to is that he was Moitzi Bepiv, the word Chavira. That's the Safik of the Gemara. And in the Har on the bottom over there, he explains that the Tosis Shantz was trying to bring a raya that the din of Machsheves Pigal is dafka bepeh, it has to be bedibur, it cannot be b'machshava. This is like the Shita of Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, on Daf Beis and Mabiz, Rashi over there says, Kol machshavas kodshim, it has to be dafka bedibur, and Tzitzis Shantz is bringing a raya from Er Gemara, from the which the Gemara has a suffix, what he means to say when he says the word chaveroi, obviously we're talking about a dibur, not a machshava. If it was a machshava, you wouldn't have any suffix. And the Magi over there asks, he says, L'chor, what is the raya? Even if you hold that machshava spiegel is enough with machshava without a dibur, L'chor, if you choose to use a dibur, if he does speak out the machshava spiegel bepeh, then L'chor, what's kaveh is not what he's thinking in his mind, rather what his words mean. Therefore, that's what the Gemara can mean. Enecham, if he would have had a machshava, that would also be machshava spiegel. However, he didn't use the machshava, he used the dibur, and he said the word chaveri. Now we have to understand, what does he mean with the word chaveri? What he's thinking in his mind is irrelevant now already, since he used the dibur. Once he uses the dibur, now what's chaveri already is what is the translation, how to understand what his words mean. And Chaznish says similarly, Chaznish is in Kamo, Simon Chov Ches, Sifkot and Yedau, he asks a kash on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins not like Rashi and Daf Beis, and the pigul is a machshava. He asks, if so, what is the suffix of the Gemara over here? The Chor, he knows what his machshava is. And the Chaznish says, v'doichik loimer, it's a doichik to say, the machashav dvarim, vei machashav is a maisa asher yase. Maybe you'll say that his machshava was not about a specific maisa, rather his machshava was a certain loshen. In his mind, he's thinking these words, lecho kazayis mechaveri lemocher. Therefore, the Gemara could have a suffix, what is, how to understand his machshava. Chaznish says, that's a doichik. And he says, akarach, you have to say the pshad is, the osi dibur mevatel machshava. When he uses a dibur, then that's mevatel as machshava, and that's the suffix of the Gemara. Here he used the dibur, and the question is how to understand that dibur. Now there's another discussion about this suffix of the Gemara, and that is the case of Rabbi Lotter's Shaila, where he shechted one of the kvasim lechol kazayis mechaveri lemocher. Lechor, even if chaveri does mean lechem, he was only mechashev in one of the kvasim, and lechor im mefaglim bechatzi matir. He would have to be mefaglim both of the kvasim, according to my number, im mefaglim bechatzi matir. So the Shita Mekubetis over here in Ois Ches, he points this out. He says, Al-Karach, you have to say that the Shaila Reb Lozer is Dafko, according to our mayor, who holds Mefaglim Mechatzim Matir. Inami, another Teretz, he says, it could go even according to the Rabbanon. And the Sofik is not about Pigol, rather the Sofik is whether it's Nifsal. Inacham, it's not going to be Pigol because you're only Mefaglim one of the Kvasim. However, we saw with Das the Chachamim that if you're only Mefaglim Chatzim Matir, still dinners that there's a Psul. That's the Sofik of the Gemara. Do we say that the Lechem is Nifsal? Or do we say, since Chaveri means the other Keves, that nothing was Nifsal? And the Karari says, Al Derech, the first Mahalach of the Shita Mekubetes, the Safik of the Gemara over here is only Badaster Meir, according to the Chacham, it's anyways a Mefaglim Mechatzi Matir. He says, for that reason, the Rambam doesn't mention this child of the Gemara, the Rambam left it out. The Kes of Mishnah, and Perig Yudzayin, Halchus Psula, and Megdoshim, Alochi Yudzayin, asks this question, why did the Rambam leave out this child of the Gemara? The Karari explains, because it's only Negev Badaster Meir, not according to the Rabbanan. And he has, even though Lechaira, this is really what the second Teretz of the Shita Mekubetes says, that's Negev according to the Chachamim, not Le'inyim Pigol, but still Negev Le'inyim Psol. On that, the Karinari says, the Ram didn't pass in this halacha, since it's an Ibaid Le'ifshita, and it's only a Safak Darbana, and therefore go Le'kula, therefore the Ram did not bring it at all. We should just point out, this doesn't seem to be a full Teretz with Dasa Rambam, because even if the case of the Gemara is talking about that you only had a Machshava in one of the Kfasim, which the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, but Lechaira the same child would also be Negev in both of the Kfasim, he had that same Machshava. He shechted the first keves lechol mekazayis mechaveri lemocher, and again the second keves as well. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Daor Ois Yud, he discusses that sugya and why the Rambam left it out, and he says a similar taina. If in the first keves he had a machshava lechol kazayis mechaveri lemocher, and in the second keves he said befeirish lechol kazayis min alechem lemocher. In that case also, you have to know whether the first machshava, when he said chaveri, was he referring to the keves or to the lechem? If he was referring to the keves, so you only have machshava in the chati matir. If he's referring to the lechem, you have machshava in the whole matir. This is the Minchas Chinuch's taina. The Chayyim of the Rambam should have brought it. The suffix of the Gemara is negay even according to the Chachamim in this case. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the din hazevach mefaglos and nesochem mishekitshu bekli divrei a meir. A meir holds that when a carbon is nespagel, the nesochem also get a din of pigol. The Mishnah continues hashoyich es hazevach lechem menu lemochar hu v'nesochem mefugalin. If he was mechashiv on the zevach, so the zevach and the nesachim get a din of pigol. L'hakrav nesachiv the mocher, and nesachim mefugal, and hazevach ain't a mefugal. Similar to the previous Mishnah, the lechem is considered part of the taita, but the taita is not considered part of the lechem. Here as well, the nesachim are part of the carbon, but the carbon is not part of the nesachim. Now the Gemara brings a braisa, a machlekes between Rav Meir and the chachamim, l'gabe this din of the Mishnah. The shita of Rav Meir is, that dam hazevach is matir the nesachim. That's why the nesachim are nespagel together with the carbon. The chiy of pigol is only if you eat a part of the carbon, which is davar sheish lematirin. Rameir says the nesachim are davar sheish lematirin. To that, the chacham said back to Rameir, "Aloi, maybe zivcha hayoyim v'nesachav adasar hayomim." You see that you don't have to bring the carbon and the nesachim the same day. If a From here to Chacham prove that you can't consider Nesachim Davar Sheish Limatirin if you don't have to bring it together with the Zevach when you bring it a different day. So obviously the dam of the Zevach, the Zrikas of dam, is not what's being mattered in Nesachim. So to this, Rameir says back, Afani Leomerti El Beboim Mazevach. Rameir means to say, I'm asking that if you don't bring it together with the carbon, then obviously it's a davar she'en limatirin. If, however, you do bring it together with the carbon, then the din is that it is niter, like the zrika sadam of the carbon, and therefore there would be pigal. So the Chacham said back to our mayor, Efshe l'shanoisi l'zevach acher. Kephuta, what the Gemara means to say is that even if you do bring it together with the zevach, and you shech the zevach with the nesachim over there, still the din is you could change the nesachim for a different carbon, even after the shechita as a zevach. Our mayor, however, holds hukfu b'shechita kalach meitoido. If you shech the carbon and the nesachim are there, so the nesachim are niskadish together with the carbon, and then really the din is that it's designated specifically for this carbon, and you cannot switch the nesachim for a different carbon. As we scroll over here, explains that there are really two tainas of the chachamim to Rameir. The first taina the chacham told Rameir that odom mevi zivcha ayoyim v'nesachav adasar ayomim. So even though Rameir said back to them, afani leimarti al b'boim mazevach, the chacham were not maskim to this taina of Rameir. The Chacham hold that even if you bring it together with the Zevach, still, since we see that you don't have to, you could bring it separately, that's a right that the Zevach is not a matter to the Nesachim. Since when it's brought on its own, obviously there's nothing there to be matter it, and even if you do bring it together with the Zevach, obviously you don't need the Zevach to be matter the Nesachim, and since it doesn't have a matter, therefore the din is that it's not Nispagal. It's a Zevach Einli Matirin. That was the first sign of the Chacham to Rameir. The Chacham will not mask him to that which Rameir says, Afani Leimati B'boim Zevach. Chacham hold that even if it is boim im azevach, it's still a davar she'en limatirin. The second time the Chacham told Rameir, the Briskrov explains, they told Rameir that efshe l'shanoisi l'zevach acher. The Briskrov explains this is not simply a taina to prove that it's a davar she'en limatirin, rather it's more than that. This shows that it's not considered part of the carbon bechlal. In other words, we know that there is such a thing as something which is part of the carbon, yet still it's davar she'en limatirin. It doesn't need the heter of the zrikas hadam. If that was the case, the Briskrov explains, that even though it would not be chalmed in the din of pigol, in order for Pigol to be Chal, to be Chayiv Karis, it has to be that it's Davar She'esh Limatirin. But once the Chacham say, Efshel Shanoisi L'Zevach Acher, they mean to be saying that it's not part of the Karbon Bechlal, and this will make a Nafkamina, the Briskov explains, that it won't be Chal in the Psul of Pigol either. A Karbon that's Nispagal, firstly the Karbon is Pasul, and secondly it's Chal on those parts of the Karbon which are Yeshle Matirin, it's Chal then that if Ifmig will be Chayiv Karis. Over here the Nesachim, according to the Shita of Chachamim, it's not simply that they're Einle Matirin, and therefore there won't be a Chayiv Karis for eating them. But it's more than that, when the carbon becomes possible because of the Machshavah Spiegel, we don't say that the Nesachim also become possible along with the rest of the carbon, they're totally separate from the carbon. And the Sefer Taras HaKadosh explains like this as well, that when the Chacham say, Efshe L'Shanoisi L'Zevach Acher, the Chacham themselves don't really need that Svara, that's just to answer Bedasar Meir. The Chacham themselves hold that even if it would not be possible to be Meshana to L'Zevach Acher, still the din is, since you could bring the Nesachim out of Sar Yomim, then even if it is brought together with the carbon, a karach is not considered davar she'esh limatirin. Taras HaKadosh adds further, he says, since the whole concept of davar she'esh limatirin is learned from a shlomim, the basar and the imurim of a shlomim are davar she'esh limatirin. And he says over there, the basar and the imurim, they always have to have a heter of the dam. There's no such thing as the basar and the imurim getting a heter without the dam. Therefore, if we learn that all kabbonis have to be similar to shlomim in order to be mechayiv misham pigol, has to be davar she'esh limatirin, the pshat also would be there has to be something which always needs a heter, something which can possibly get a heter without the dam. That's a davar she'en limatirin, and there won't be a chiyuv pigol. Now, based on this, Briskrov and the Taras HaKadosh both say to answer the shita of the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam in a moment. However, first we'll see the kasha of Tosis over here, and the Ramaschal Efsher. Tosis asks the kasha from Ersugyo to the Sigil later on in Perek HaToido Daf Ayin Tes. The Mishnah over there in Daf Ayin Tes Amar Aleph says, "Hanesachem shekichu bekli v'nimsa zevach pasol im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imoy v'mlav yipasul belina." If a carbon was found to be possible, so what is the din of the Nesachim? So the Mishnah says, if there's another carbon available, meaning another carbon that's being brought that day, so you can use these Nesachim for the other carbon, but if you don't have another carbon to bring them with, then they'll become possible with the Psov of Lino, since they're written Niskadish Bekli over there. The Gemara there, Amar Reis asks, and the Elish of Chizda says, Shemen Shefichu L'Shum Mincha Zeh, Possel L'Shum Mincha Acheres. Once you're mafet Shemen for a specific Mincha, it cannot be used for a different Mincha, and one understands the same thing should also be for Nesachim. And one answer is, Leif Bezdin Masna Leim, you have to say that the Pshah in the Mishnah is, because Bezdin makes a Tnai, that if the Nesachim are not necessary for this specific carbon, they could still be used for a different carbon. Taisa Bezdin understands that means to say Dafka by a carbon Tzibur. That's where Tnai would help. Rakabam Taisa asks, how does it fit with Ersig over here, the Chacham and Ersig you hold, even after Shechita, you could still change the Nesachim from one carbon to a different carbon. So Taisa says, at first, you have to say that Sig is going a Libra Der Meir. Taisus has the number of pounds of this to explain the sugya of the Aliyah of the Remeir. Behemshech further on, after Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the top, Taisus wants to say another Taz to this Kasha. Taisus wants to say maybe really the sugya over there in Daf Ayin Taz could go with the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Arush Rabbanan over here in Erzig or Mavur, that you could change the Nesachim from one Zevach to another Zevach, is Dafka because the Shita was not a Shita Ksheira, it was a Shita Spiegel. When you do a Shita Psula, a Shita Spiegel, that's what we say according to the Rabbanan, the Nesachim were not designated for this specific carbon, and they could still be changed to a different carbon. If however Shita Ksheira was done, like the sugya over there later on, over there, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, you cannot switch it from one Zevach to a different Zevach. However, Taisus then asks Akash on this Prat, he says, if so, it would come out that in the case where you did a Shita Kshera, and then afterwards you were Mefagal in one of the other Avodis of the Zevach, then you should be able to be Mefagal in Nesachim. If the whole Svar of the Rabbanon, why the Zevach is not Mefagal, is because the Nesachim could be switched, and the Rabbanon are also maskim that after a Shita Kshera, then the Nesachim cannot be switched, so if you're Mefagal in one of the other Avodis, that should be Mefagal in Nesachim. Because this kasha, Taisus seems to revert to his original teretz, you have to say the sugya later on is going Aliyah v'Derech Meir. Now, if we take a look at the sheet of the Rambam seems to be difficult because the Rambam paskens like the Chacham in our Mishnah. The Rambam Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Psula Hamikdashim Halacha Ches. He lists over there Eil Dvarim She'ein Chayavnu Leim Mishum Pigal La'ilom Hakaymes Halavoyne Haktayus Ve'Adam. Then he says Ve'Hayayin Bein Yayin Haboyim HaNesochim Bein Yayin Haboyim Bifnei Atzmai. The Rambam is mevur that even the Yayin which comes as Nesochim together with the carbon. Also, you're not chayav mishum pigal. Yet, on the other hand, we find that the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Psulim Mekdoshim Halacha Vav that once you shecht the zevach, then the nesachim are hukfu; they're part of that carbon, and you can't bring them with a different carbon. The only exception the Rambam says is by a carbon sibor leif bezdin masna aleim. There, you can switch them, but by a carbon yochid, they cannot be switched. These two psakim of the Rambam seem to be a stira. So, the Taras Hakodesh, the Karen Ered, the Brisker of, they all say along the same lines that Taisus held the Iker Svar of the Chacham to argue in her mayor. It's like that which they say that you could switch it to a different Zevach. And therefore, Taisus held that it would be a problem. The two sugas seem to be steered to each other. The Sugenayin test, which is Mavur, that once the Sacham are Neskadish, I did the Shechita, you cannot switch them for a different Zevach. That doesn't seem to fit with the Shechita of the Chacham over here in our Mishnah. Taisus had to say that the Suga over there is going a Libu Dera Meir. But the Achayinu explained with Dasa Ram, the Ramam held the Iker Tain of the Chachamim is not the fact that the Nesachim could be switched to a different Zevach. And therefore, even if you hold like the Suga in Daf Ayin Tes, which is how the Ramam paskins, once the Nesachim were discarded with the Zevach, they cannot be switched to a different carbon. Still, the Ram could paskin like the Sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah. The Iker Tain of the Chacham connected to Ramir was that since you could bring the Nesachim, you can't va'ad asar yomim, even if you do bring them together with the Zevach, it's not the Pshat that the Dovah Sheishalim Atirin, they don't need the Heter of the Zevach. We could be myself a little bit further to explain the Shita of the Rambam. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Zevach Toida, in the fourth parak of Zvachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, he explains like this. They could explain that the Rambam really holds like the second Teretz of Taisus. The Rambam holds, Daush the second Daf Ayin Tesis Mavur, that you cannot switch Nesachim from one Zevach to a different Zevach. It's only in the case where the carbon had a Shechita Kshira. If the carbon had a Shechita Psula, you can switch the Nesachim from one Zevach to a different Zevach. If so, the Kasha of Taisus was that the Chacham and the Mishnah should agree to Rav Meir in a case where the Shechita was a Shechita Kshira, afterwards he was Mefagal in one of the other Avodis, then the Chacham should agree that the Nesachim are Nesfagal. So that the answer is, like the Achrayim are saying, the Iker Tain of the Chacham connected to Rav Meir is the fact that you can bring Nesachim Mikai Vad Asar Yomim. According to this, we have a good teretz with Dasa Ramam that even when Sugya the Chacham did say, Efshe L'Shnoisu L'Zevach Acher, and the second of Ayin Tesis it's before that you cannot switch them, the answer to this question would be that it depends if the Shechita was a Shechita Kshira or a Shechita that has Machshava Spiegel. But to answer the kasha of Taisus, that the Chodesh still be shaykh to be Mefagel if he is Mefagel in a different one of the Avodis after the Shechita Kshira, that answer will be like the Achrayim are explaining, the Iker Taina of the Chacham is the first Taina, the fact that you can bring the Nesachim in Kai Vara Sar Yomim. Now, as far as the second Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, about Lug Shem and Shem B'Tzeira, there is a similar Machlokes, according to the Sheet of Rav Meir, Yerchayv Mishon Pigol, B'Pnei Shadam Ha'osham Matir L'Bohenes, and the Chacham said back to Rav Meir, V'Aloi Odom Evi Hashomai Hayoim, V'Lug Em Mikayim V'Ad Asar Yomim, and again, Rav Meir said to the Chacham, Afani Le'imarti Al V'Bohem Ha'osham, and they said, Efshar L'Shon Leisei L'Osham Acher. So we find this Machlokes in the Mishnah in Zochem Daf Mem Gimel, there it's Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. However, there in the Mishnah, Ramir does not explain why is it considered that the Dam Asham is matter the Lug Shemen. The Lashon of there just is, Ramir Oimer Chayovna of Yisham Pigol, Mepnei Shadam Asham Matirai. Here in the Raisa, which the Gemara brings, which is also Baran Zvachim Daf Mem Daud Omed Beiz, there's one word added, it says, Mepnei Shadam Asham Matirai Lubahinis. The Raisa explains why is the Dam Asham considered to be a matter on the Lug Shemen. It's matter to put from the Lug Shemen onto the Bahinis of the Mitzayra. Now, usually when we find the concept of Yeshlim Matirin, we're referring to something which is matter, something else, for Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. The whole Makar of Dovish Yeshlim Matirin is from Shlomim, where the Torah writes Machshev Espigel, there the dam is matter of the Bosser for Achilas Adam, and they move for Achilas Mizbeach. Over here there seems to be a new type of matter, dam Ashram is matter for the Shemen to be put on the Bahinis of the Mitzayra. Additionally, there's another important point over here. What exactly about the dam Ashram is matter the Shemen for the Bahinis? So Rashi over there in Zvachim Mem Gimel says, since the pasuk which talks about the matter in Bahinis says, Amokim dam ha'osham, the shemen has to be put the same place where the dam was put. If so, you have to first do the nesina from the dam of the osham, then afterwards the nesina from the shemen. That's why the dam is considered to be a matter. And the mashmaos is that it's not the zrikas ha'dam, which we're calling a matter. Rather, we're talking about the matonis of dam on the Bahinis. That's considered to be a matter on the shemen. This is also a chiddush. Now, in the Sefer Mikdash David, Simon Yudbeis at Sifkat and Vav, he discusses these points. He'll see in that which Rashi says that the dam ha'osham is matter l'bahinais. He says, l'chair, we could have said that dam ha'osham is matter l'loik shemen ba'achila. And then is that the moisar from the loik shemen shamotzer is eaten by kayanim. And what's mafkia that it's din me'ilo, originally had a kedusha, al-yidil ezrikas hadam, that's what takes off the isr me'ilo. As Gemara says in Zvachim daf mem da'ar omen aleph at the bottom of the Omud, Gemara says, l'loik shemen shamotzer moilin boi ad sh'yizrek hadam, nizrek hadam loy nehnin v'loy moilin. Rashi of there explains, once the Zrikas Adam already was done, there's no Isra Mila anymore on the Luk Shemen Shomotzer. Rashi says, the Dam Osher Matir Lekayanim, the Choshiyesh Bei Shaset Lekayanim Ein Bei Mi'ila. So even though there still isn't Isra Hano over there, Rashi of there says it's only Isra Derabonon, Ragapam, the Dam Osher is Matir Ba'achilo, the Shemen. If so, why doesn't Rameir say that's the reason why the Luk Shemen Shomotzer is considered Nitar Ayde Dam Osher? Why is he saving Penashim Matir Lebahinois? And the truth is, as Miklash David says, Rashi himself does say this. Rashi in Zvachim Emdav Ram Ralf and Dibur Maschel Chayofen Lov Mishum Pingol, when he explains over there the Shit of Rameir, why it's considered the Dam Hashem is Matur the Shemen, Rashi says, it's Matur the Shemen for the Matan Bahinais, and it's Matur the Shiraim of the Shemen for Achilas Kainim. If so, the question is, why does the Braisa not say this? This is a better reason than that which the Braisa says, that it's Matur the Shemen the Bahinais, because that's not an Achilas Adam nor an Achilas Mizbeach. The limit that you need Davashe Shlamatirim for Pigol, that's from Shlamim, and there the Dam of the Shlam is Matur, the Basar La Achilas Adam, and they mourn for Achilas Mizbeach. This is the Kasha of the Mikdash David. The Rosh Hashanah and Zvachim Mem Gimel asks his Kasha as well. Now, as far as the other Nakuda which we pointed out, if the reason why Loik Shemen Shamotzer is considered Davar Sheish Lematirin is because the Dam is Matar the Loik Shemen Lebahinais, so exactly which Matan Dam is Matar Lebahinais? So it's not the Zrikas Hadam from the Osham on the Mizbeach, rather as we saw Rashi in Zvachim Mem Gimel, which says that it's the Matan Dam on the Bahinais of the Mitzvah, which is Matar the Matan Shemen on the Bahinais. And Miklash David points this out. He says, if you would have learned that the Luk Shemen Shomotzer is considered Dovah Sheish Lematirin because the Dam Ashram is Matur at La'achilas Kainim, then which Matan Dam would be Matur the Shemen? It's the Zrikas on the Mizbeach. That would be the Avodah which is Matur the Luk Shemen Ba'achilas Kainim. However, the way the Braisa says that what makes Luk Shemen Shomotzer into Dovah Sheish Lematirin is the Heter L'Bahinais, and it's not dependent on the Zrikas Adam of the Ashram, rather it's the Matan Dam Ashram on the Bahinais which is Matur the Shemen on the Bahinais. And the truth is, this is also a great Chiddush. Because it's nidin nachreinim, what is the gedder of the matan dam osham on the bahinis of the mitzvah? There are two sodom, there are two ways to understand what is the gedder of these matanis of dam. One side is that these matanis of dam are not midine ha-korbin. It's not part of the akrova of the korbin. The akrova of the korbin is the shrita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zriko. With that, you finish the matanis of dam and the korbin. You have to be makta the murim as well. But akapam, the avidis ha-dam are done with ikr zriko on the mizbeach. The Eushad din is that you also have to take some of the dam of the korban and put it onto the bahinis of the mitzvah. As we know, the din is, there has to be two different kabbalas going on at the time of the shrita. One kain is mekabel the dam in the kli. That kain takes it to the mizbeach and does the zrikas on the mizbeach. At the same time, another kain is mekabel dam biyad, and he uses that dam to put on the bahinis and the tnuch ezen hayimonis of the mitzvah. The first side will be that those matanis that are neskabel biyad at the kain, they're not midini ha-korban, they're not part of the akrova of the korban. As it's part of the Seder Tairas HaMetzayra. The Torah tells us, in order to be retired this Metzayra, you have to be Mark of a carbon, and at the same time, take some of the dam of that carbon and use it for something else, not as part of the Krova of the carbon, use it as part of the Seder Tairas HaMetzayra. That's one side. The other side will be, no, that even these Matanis of Dam on the Bahinis of the Metzayra, it's also Medine HaKarbin. The Torah was Mechadish to us, even though B'derech Klal, Karbonis, the Dam goes on the Mizbeach, there's no additional Matanis of Dam other than on the Mizbeach. Here, by an Usher Metzayra, the Torah was Mechadish to us, that this carbon needs additional matanis of dam, besides on the mizbeach, you also have to take some of the dam and the carbon and put it on the behindis of the mitzayra. According to this second side, it's midini ha-carbon, it's part of the seder of being makar of this carbon. Now, Meir over here in Eretz Yisrael is mechadish to us, that I did the carbon being nispagel, the Leish Shem Shemotzer is also nispagel. He considers it part of the carbon, and he considers it a Dover Sheishlim Matirin. If what makes this Leish Shem Shemotzer into a Dover Sheishlim Matirin is, as the Braisa says, the Heter Lubahinais, and as we saw Rashi's Mavur and Zvachim, what makes the Heter Lubahinais is the Matan Dam on the Bahinais. If the Matan Dam on the Bahinais was not part of the Akrova of the carbon, it wasn't Midinei carbon, then it will be difficult to understand why this is the reason that the pigul should be chal on the shemen. Dine pigul are dinim in a carbon. When you're mefagul a carbon, then the avodis hamatiris of the carbon, they place a chi of pigul on all parts of the carbon that are hutar aide those avodis. If the matter of the shemen is the matan dam on the bahinis, and that's not midine avodis a carbon, then it will be difficult to understand why that should be a reason to make a chalais pigul on the shemen. But again, this time is only the way the Braisa says that what makes luk shemen shamutzer into davar sheishle matirin is the heter lebahinis, and that's done aide the matan dam on the bahinis. If it makes the Lug Shem Shem Tzayr into Dover Sheish Lematirin, is that which is matter the Achila Vakayanim, what makes that heter Achila is the Zrika Saddam of the carbon, then you would not have this Taina. But like upon the way the Braisa does say, Lacher, this would be right to the Chakira of the Achayanim, that the Matan Dam Osham on the Bahinus of the Mitzayr is Medinia carbon, and not simply part of Seder Tayra Samatzayr.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.